from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, if you're headed to Donald Trump's rally in Wildwood Saturday, leave your umbrella at home. Umbrellas are among the list of banned items at the rally. There's a chance of rain as well. But organizers have also banned fireworks, coolers, and drums. Security at the rally will be very tight, which likely means delays getting inside. There will be no free parking at Wildwood. The meters for the rally will be in play. The town officials have turned the meters on a week early. Paid parking usually doesn't happen until May 15th. The meters are active as of today. They will remain on through the summer season. You can check out our guide at NJ1015.com or our free app on rally details, including parking, when the beach opens, and what is prohibited. A daycare worker in Morris County is charged with assaulting a toddler.
Prosecutors say 38-year-old Christina Susco assaulted the 16-month-old girl at Mount Olive Child Care and Learning Center in late March. She's charged with aggravated assault and child endangerment. The center's executive director said Susco, who worked as a young infant caregiver, was immediately fired. She's been released on a series of conditions. Susco's biography on the Learning Center's website says she's a mother of three. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If you bought gas with a credit card at the Fuel 4 gas station on Route 70 in Lakehurst, you may want to check your credit card statements. An attendant has been charged with taking photos of customers' credit cards and then using them to make thousands of dollars of illegal purchases. The thefts began last August. Brooklyn resident Suchan Singh is an Indian national and faces multiple theft and fraud charges. He's been released pending trial. This portion of the news is made possible by Allies Tax Relief. Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now, 800-230-5177. The upcoming deadline for taxpayers to file their 2020 tax returns and get a refund is fast approaching. Mark Stieber with Jackson Hewitt Tax Services says $1 billion in refunds remain unclaimed, but time is running out.
Anyway, you can get that tax return filed. That's what you need to be doing before midnight on the 17th and get in before the clock strikes zero.
Stieber says there's no penalty for failure to file if a refund is due, but that ends after that May 17th. That's because after a three-year period, the refund statute expires. The 2020 filing deadline was pushed to May 17th due to COVID. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Cooler weather prevails through the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.